Well, across the nation this lunchtime, shops are shuttered, once busy streets quiet, offices deserted, people at home as the country begins 6 weeks of level 5 restrictions. Granted, it's not as extensive as the first lockdown, schools remain open, construction work continues, but tens of thousands of people who would have been at work today are being laid off, and many businesses will struggle to survive a second enforced closure. Let's hear first from the streets of Dublin, where our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell is standing by. Dimitri, what's it like in Dublin city centre this morning?
Well, Brian, it was very different compared to the last few days. One person described it as Dublin City yesterday was like Christmas Eve, and today, he said, it was like Christmas Day. And that's because the streets were completely and mostly deserted. They were eerily quiet. A ghost town is how another person described it. You've got all of the shops shuttered, much like it was back in March and April. Of course, some essential retailers, pharmacies and cafes are open, but there's less footfall, Brian. There's less people around, and those that are around, the atmosphere was a little bit subdued. People were mournful, they were very sad about the closure of their favourite stores, and the public, you know, of course, were advised to stay at home as well, so that's why you've got less people around, so there was less commuters coming in to Dublin city centre. So a very slow start to the day, but the retailers and businesses that were open, they were also sad but upbeat. You had signs on shop windows telling customers that we will be back. So while there was a lot of sadness around this morning, there was also a look ahead to this 6 week period and that it will come to end. Generally, though, broad support for the new restrictions, Brian, and a lot of people told me they understood why they've been introduced at this time.
I feel really bad because, like, our movement is limited. So, and for our single mothers as well, it's much difficulty with the kids and movement. You can't move much, and then you're afraid for fear for the kids. Get infected yourself, so I don't think it's good. It's good though. It's pretty bad.
It's just cold and eerie and very strange, and not many people. I mean, there's loads of guys working and painting and stuff like that, but that's about it, really.
I mean, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a ghost city. Mostly, what I see is that businesses that were open yesterday, you see them closed, and you think to all the workers that are not working. You know what I mean? The money that is not circulating. Yeah.
Let's go to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who was out and about in Cork City earlier. Pascal, what was it like in the Southern capital this morning?
Yeah, once the school run finished this morning, it was predictably and I suppose understandably quiet. The school run was just like a normal morning, but after that it was quiet. Three images stand out in my mind from this morning. The first one, I went to Mahon Point Shopping Centre on the outskirts of the city. This is the biggest retail space under one roof in the city. It has 70 different shops, one of the biggest probably retail spaces in the country, and it was eerie and ghost-like to walk through the empty central thoroughfare of Mahon Point Shopping Centre this morning. Only 6 of the 70 stores there were open. Outside in the car park, there was a thriving farmers market. There were more people at the farmers market in the car park of Mahon Point than there were actually inside working and shopping inside in the shopping centre. And the third image that stands out in my mind is a very sad image. I was on Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork on Tuesday morning when it was under half a metre or three quarters of a metre of water. This morning I was walking on empty footpaths on carpet tiles and rugs that had been laid out by traders trying to dry them in the morning sunshine. And I spoke to some of the traders in the English market, a lot of resilience, a lot of determination and a lot of grittiness among them. Here they are.
You could see businesses that have closed that won't be able to reopen.
So I just pick up.
Hopefully they will, but I'd be a bit worried for all the other businesses in the city centre, to be honest.
I think we just keep on adapting. We'll be here and we'll keep on adapting with the changing restrictions.
Really apprehensive because, I mean, we have 20 employees, they have mortgages, they have families, we've got to support them. And we're just hoping that people will abide by the rules and do what they're being asked to do.
Traders in the English market in Cork, ending that report from Pascal Sheehy.